and a very pleasant good morning to you on this Sunday morning, the 3rd of November, 2024. I am Bugs Wilcott. Overlord Bugs Wilcott with me is Overlord Casper and Overlord One Eye. And we have a very special announcement. Joining me on my right hand, we call that the loaded hand in Elcott the Next Step, the loaded hand or the heavy hand, is Overlord Huggy, or Huggy Boy, or Gloria Grover. My singularity and webbed, the one who I blended with not so very long ago, very proudly blended with, Overlord Huggy.
Ed, you're not going to.
And hold on for just one moment. That was, did you have something you wanted to say, Gloria?
I wanted to just say that I'm hoping that you'll hold off on the pronouncement.
All right, let's talk about that perhaps at a later date, because this is a very, very big moment for Elcott the Next Step, and also, yes, me, Overlord Bugs Wilcott.
And I understand, and
I don't think that we should have these discussions in front of the you people and the Glotarium.
I agree with Overlord One Eye. I think we should table this. As they say in Elcott, we should bring it under, look at it, and shovel it off.
I just think, Overlord One Eye and Overlord Casper, I haven't heard from you.
I'm here, I'm just listening.
We should discuss. However, Overlord Bugs Wilcott, this is your call.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I don't think we need to have any sarcasm.
I'm not being sarcastic, and I don't think it's a good look for us to be quibbling, or as we say in Elcott the Next Step, it's not a good look for us to be zipping up and looking at a puddle on the floor.
Understood.
Well, I don't know. It's okay, go ahead. Knock yourself out, bitch.
Did you hear that? I would ask Jerry Boutonniere, our engineer, did that go out?
Yes, she did. She called you a bitch.
Could you cut that out, please?
Ed, I'm warning you.
Okay, go.
And welcome to Elcott. The Next Step, that was Overlord One Eye, giving the proclamation exclamation as we begin this morning's layering and this morning's garnishment. In Elcott the Next Step, we call our lectures, our preachments, we call our homilies layering and laughing underneath the wheel of a steamroller. That is, life can bring many, many painful things, but we laugh all the way through them. In Elcott, we call that laughing even as the rack gets turned.
This morning, Doctor, excuse me, fuck me.
Now we have to, unfortunately, we have to do an OLL, that's an Overlord Leveling, and it's not anything we want to do, but because Overlord Casper misspoke.
I heard that, Overlord Casper.
I'm sorry.
Let's just get this over with, will you?
The tape's rolling.
All right, we'll cut all of this out.
All right, how you doing? Go ahead, Lord, I'll be ready.
How's that feel?
I stand corrected, I'm sorry. What I wanted to say is that this morning, Overlord Bugs Wilcott has a very special pronouncement.
Ladies and gentlemen listening, all members of the Elcata, those who are initiate, novitiate, those who are priestlies, those who are now, of course, overlords and beyond, overseers, this is Elcott the Next Step, pronouncement 16. We have made the decision, it was not unanimous, but we are bringing along slowly those that would withhold or otherwise grip, squeeze, and cry. We have decided that Elcott, the Next Step, will colonize another planet.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
You're laughing.
Of course I'm laughing.
You just tripped up. You need to get leveled, and then we can go down with it.
Fuck it. I just heard you say fuck it, so we need to level you twice on that.
How
you feeling?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, go ahead.
Elkhart, the next step is going to be going to a new level. We're going to colonize another planet.
Why isn't he recovering and coming out of the mutation?
He was leveled 2 times in a row.
I was leveled 2 times in a row because of what I'd done.
I'll take over.
No.
Let me just take over. While Overlord Bugs Wilcott is recovering from the OLL, yes, Elkhart, the next step in the higher echelons of overlords, as well as a unanimous vote among overseers. I don't believe it was unanimous.
Well, you just said unanimous. You didn't say unanimous, so...
Oh, right.
I can take over, Gloria. Elkhart, the next step, has made the announcement that we're going to colonize another planet. We are leaving Earth. We are going to bring with us our novitiates, initiates, our overlords, overseers, and we are going to bring with us, as well as a contingent of you people. We call you those who are the you people and that are the initiates studying for eventual novitiate level. We call you our jockstrap, not in any insulting way, but because you do support all of the great work of Elkhart. The next step.
As Ed's blended, as well as an overlord, I don't necessarily have to agree with this. However, I will make the move with the overlords when the time has come. I'd like to know, has a planet been selected?
Now, you know full well we have not yet selected a planet. It is our intention, within the next 5 years, to colonize another planet. Think of it. Think of it.
I think it's a wonderful idea, Overlord Wilcott, but... You, Jesus.
Yeah, how feasible is this?
It's feasible insofar as you hear about groups of people colonizing other planets. Why can't we?
We have to have a plan. We have to know, how are we going to get there?
I've read in a great deal of fictional literature, and I've read the writings of people who have been the leaders of religious sects, that they wanted to colonize other planets.
That's true, but how did they do it?
Well, they said they wanted to colonize other planets.
And what, it just magically happened?
No. Oh, boy.
Level him. Give him an OLL.
Right, sure.
All right, how you doing? Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Are you able to speak?
Well, what do you take? Of course I know what I see.
The OLL, as we call overlord leveling, is slightly different from lower rung leveling. It doesn't last the effects as long, and it is one that can only be called upon by other overlords to other overlords and has to be agreed upon by overlord A, B, through Z. That would be the prime levelee, the levelor, and the levelolor.
Okay,
Well, you don't sound too good. So the colonizing of other planets,
I think there needs to be a spaceship that we get in.
That is exactly right. We need a rocket ship. My friend here and our engineer, Jerry Boutonniere, is the son of an engineer at JPL. Is that right, Jerry?
Well, yes, but I don't think... You think he's going to build a rocket ship for you?
No, I'm saying that he can advise us on how to build a rocket ship.
Oh, boy.
Well, you just saw the look he gave you. It was one of... I don't think he's, you know, as we say in Elkhart, I don't think he's doing a dance step to this. I think what he's decided to do is retire and read a newspaper over something made of porcelain.
That's very true.
Ed, I'm
would you not call me Ed?
I'm so boy.
Yeah, this is gonna feel real good.
How you doing? Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, you happy?
Well, you called me the wrong rung, you went through the wrong door,
and you addressed me as someone living inside the different room of the different house. I am Overlord Bugs Wilcott for the 600th time. Do you understand?
Yeah, Dad, I do understand. So anyway, Jerry Boutonniere's father being an engineer at JPL does not necessarily mean Jerry. He doesn't know how to build rocket ships, does he?
No, he does not know how to build rocket ships. As a matter of fact, what he does know is how to track space vehicles. And he's certainly able to give the math when it comes to the trajectory, speed, and all these. But the actual construction of a spaceship, well, you told me, Jerry, that your father works at JPL. Yes, he does, but I'm not saying he can.
Well, I think it's a good start. And I said last week at the collected meeting of Overlords at the 100 to 1 Club in Arcadia, California, and you were there.
I know.
I said the time has come for us to announce the colonization of another planet sometime within the next 12 months. And that's what I intend to do as Overlord Bugs Wilcott. Gloria, how are you?
I'm fine. And as I said, I have to go along with it, but I think it's... I gotta tell you, Ed, I think your mind has taken up residence somewhere near your lower intestine.
That's Elcott... for you got your head in your ass, essentially.
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Gloria. Thanks for your support.
Oh, Ed, grow up.
We're going to colonize another planet.
I am Overlord Casper. I will tell you that we support Overlord Wilcott in his aspirations, but we believe his aspirations to be something whereby the mind is residing in the near the lower intestine.
Oh, okay, so no go, huh?
We're just saying, until we find a vehicle to transport us to the upper echelons, to transport us there to the box seats of life, which is what we call outer space in Elcott the Next Steps, folks. We call it the box seats of life. Until we find the right vehicle to transport us there, I think all bets are off.
And that's the problem we're having, Ed. You can have Jerry sitting here all day long talking about his father working at JPL, but that doesn't mean he knows how to build a rocket ship.
I talked to you, Jerry, about a spaceship. I said I need to have a spaceship.
You were talking... I thought you were just had watched some science fiction movie.
Well, I had watched Missile to the Moon, yes.
Okay. That's the worst movie you could watch for wanting to colonize another planet because there's no life on the moon.
Now, I understand that, although they did say that there were some moon women... And...
Ed, you don't believe that, do you?
No, I don't believe it now, but at the time it was possible. There were moon women who were giving it up, you know.
All right, so in other words, your carnalations have now... They're bubbling over. You wanted to have sex with a moon woman.
I wanted to believe there were moon women.
Well, there are no moon women, Ed.
You almost said noon women.
No, I didn't. You did.
I think you did, Oh, and you've been calling him Ed, too.
Have I?
I don't know.
How you doing? Go ahead, Lord, I'll be ready.
Look!
I am Bugs Wilcott, Overlord Bugs Wilcott, and it is my belief and it is my declaration that Elcott the Next Step colonizes another planet, lays down a redeemery, and lays down
an Overlord Arch. I'll do it, and lays down an Overlord Arch and a Redeemery sometime within the next year. Level him.
Yes, sir.
All right, you do it. Go ahead, Lord, I'll be right.
Jesus H. Christ.
This is Gloria Grover, Overlord Huggy Boy. We're not going to colonize another planet. I told Ed this, but he sits there, multiple times being leveled, OLL level, and he thinks he's going to be sitting on a throne with some space lizards.
Jesus.
How do you know? You don't.
Listen, Overlord Wilcott, there are times, it's times like these that I think maybe we elevated you too soon.
Yeah, we elevated him too soon, but you said there are, this is. You misspoke.
Oh, give me a...
Go ahead, Lord, I'll be ready.
Oh, that's a good fight.
This is Gloria Grover. God, how I'm so sorry I got out of bed this morning. So very deeply sorry.